קידושין, ממישור שבו לאוקונו ונאסס כי אישתי נישואו לכל דבר. ונאסס כי אישתי נישואו לכל דבר. So in other words, the Gemara, when it raises the Abaye over Tchilas Biakine, Sod Biakine, so the Gemara is reference to the case where there was Chuppah already, before the Kiddush, and then after he was Kinesar Chuppah, he was Mikadish Adubiyah. So Mele, there is no Kashe. According to the conclusion of the Maskon of the Gemara in Yevomes, that Isha B'Sorel Yikach depends upon Shas Nisuin. So even if we, so how would the Gemara say that if Tchilas Biyeh Iskeine, so then a Kingonu can Mikabish Biyeh, but Bishas Nisuin, so she would be Blas Asmei. The answer is, the Nisuin took place before the Gush. Now, so the Ramban Shiti is that if the Nisuin takes place before the Gdushi, it's also good. What does it mean it's good? She becomes a Nisuin before the Gdushi, that's not Chayach. That means that if the Chuppah took place before the Gdushi, and then he's Mikadisher, so she becomes, at the time of the Gdushi, she becomes a Nisui. But not that she becomes an Ishishish, a Nisuya before the Dush. Now then Teisves, then the Mishnah Merach mentions that from Teisves, first of all he mentions Rabbi Yeruchem. Rabbi Yeruchem says, like the Masa Biyomim, that Chuppah before Dushin is not valid. So in other words, if he's Mikadosh after the Chuppah, so then he has to make the Chuppah again, because the Chuppah that took place before the Gdushin is null and void. And then Rabbi Yeruchem says the same thing. And then the Mishnah Melach says that from Teisves in Yevomes, Dafnun Zayin on Beis, Ravama, this in connection with the Machlekes, whether between Rav and Shmuel, whether Yesh Chubrips were saying Shmuel Chubrips. So from the Teisves, in Dafnun Zayin on Beis, the Baramasru, Ravama, so it's Mashma, like the Masaviyam. It's not mentioned beforeish in the Teisves in Yevomes. But there is a deal. I mean, you go over the sugya. As a matter of fact, I think I discussed it already once. Yeah. All right, anyway, so that is the machlokes, whether chuppah can take place before the Gush. Now, so there's a machlokes of shame. There's a machlokes between the Ramban and Rabbi Yeruchem. The Ramban says that it can take place. So what does it mean it can take place? So then after the Gdushin she becomes a Nisui. She doesn't have to make Nisuin again. He doesn't have to make new Nisuin. And Rabbi Yeruchem says that it's not valid. And from Teisves in Gomez from Zion on base, it's mashma like Rabbi Yeruchem. Then the Mishnah Melach says that from the Chidushi or Rashbo in Yevomes it's mashma like Rabbi Yeruchem, and that's Sugya Daf Nun Zayin on the base. But then there will be stira between the Rashbo here and the Rashbo in Yevomes. All right, so we'll leave it here. Now, for next week, so you should be ready and hold the Gemara up to Bikeset
Bishama Yimrim Bidine. Bishama Yimrim, no, up to Gufe. Omer Avir Omer Avasi, Kol Kesef Om Vodir Kesef Tzure, Bishol Divrein Kesef Medine. This is the bottom of Yud Alef, Omud Alef. We once went over it in connection with another Gemara. All right, go over it again. Teime. So here the maskon of the Gemara is the tzov bihis came. Teime. If you think about it, then you know, if you don't do something, So the more learns out to a Zereshove Kiche Kiche. From a Rayez, Kiche Chachese. So, and there is Chayev for Idarole, even Rego Mabirose. So, that Kiyikach, by Isha also, Idarole is Kei. So it's a Bifereshe Gemore, contrary to what the Gemore says here. והרוי המצחיל אז בי אבוח מוסיק נסייל בי אקן ומרש בו דחי אמון על הרוי אקן היי נבי שלא יעושה פנימה רוי הוא פיריש מיד דימוך השלא יבידאי תלויק נגמר בי אבל אוכל מהיר שקומה בי עושה דיוז ליקונו בהרוי קידם שדאיתי על גמר בי ועלו שמחי על ליקומה הכל הבי על ליקומה הכל המער So the Rashbo, that is a chance. It's not Rav Shlomo ben Adaras. It's Rabbi Nishimshen, ben Avrom, the Rash. So the Rashbo says, the Gemara in Vom says, refers to the case where he's Loigam Abiyos. So then the Aroi itself is Kena, because the Aroi is also there. Only thing is, Kolabel the umdenis, that Kolabel daite al marbie. So when can we say there is a presumption that daite al marbie if he's gimabios? But if he's not gimabios, so then of course the presumption is that way, that his intention was to be kene with daoe. So Mimele, the Gimorian Bombers is referencing the case where he only made daoe. So then he's kene with Aroye. Masha'in kene if he's goma biyose. So then the presumption is that his intention was to be kene with Gmabi. Alright. We are voluntarate. Hold in the knees. Baroye haine bin foresh reite liknes Baroye. Avobistam daite al mabi is the same numbness. In other words, they are both based upon the same premise. That the Tchilas Bi can also be kene. It's only a question of das, of the intention of the person. So, the Rashbo gave one teretz, if it's loiko mabiyosi. So then, it is self-evident that his intention was to be kene with Aroye. And the reform gives another case, mentions another case where he spelled it out, so then we know. Hodiniknez. So he says, having been foolish, you have been foolish before the eating, not before somebody else, because then it will be dvonship elev. But if he spells it out before the Eidim, we say, Hei Nedi Yehud, Hei Nedi Bie. So, Mekadish Bie, it's not, it doesn't mean that the Eidim have to observe the Bie. That would be a process. So, it means that they see the Yehud. So, if he says to the Eidim Yehud, he says that his rates are likness baroye, so then he's keen about it. All right. So the same kind of terms. והמתמתי עץ, דאחי שנסחפס הרוי, תגמר ביה, אם כנקום מוקים שמסקר ביה בהרוי קומה, ואורי קומה, תרס הרוי קיינה, ובסייף הרוי קיינה. ומן במה הרוי זכנוס התורה, דשאיה בו, תחילה בסייף. אורי. Sometimes Teretz is a different Teretz altogether. You see, the Rashbo and the Rivon is the same kind of Teretz, but different examples where we know that the intention was to be king of the Roy. The Rambam's Teretz is a different Teretz altogether. The Rabbi Nissen Goyim Teretz, Tahidi Vomes Aira Achad Gushi, the Albi Oisi Aroy Havikin Sue, Kmoy Chupe, דלאח הקדוש, וכושר לפירושי לקיחי קיחי כבי קדושי נקסיב, ולא ימיירו בחופי קור. So, רבי ניסים גויין also gives a different kind of deterrence. You see, the רשבו, the רבי נשים שם, and באברום, and the ריבו, is the same kind of deterrence, but different examples, you know, where the obvious intention was to be king of the Roy. But Rabbi Nissim Goyen, and that is also mentioned by the Rif. Now the Rif was the Talmud of Rabbi Nissim Goyen. In Yivomes, in other words, Abba Alivemte, in that Tzugye. So the Rif mentions the same Teretz, that the Gemara in Yivomes that says, that we learn how to exer a shori, kiche kiche ma'arayis, that haroi is kene as reference to bias nisui, and our gemara as reference to bias eres. Now I mentioned once, Reb Chaim explains it on the basis of the premise that nisui doesn't require das. Kedushin requires das, Dushim requires das abal, das isho, and but nisuim doesn't require das abal, doesn't require das isho. Of course, bal kolche, it couldn't be effective, bal kolche of the isho, but it doesn't require das as such. But it requires kavone. In other words, habal sheim is the kashi, habal avusosik beis chomov is so is chayv makas ma'alus. So how can he be kene the isha as in Yisua, for Bia it's an Yisya. So, what the Terebin they gave? Habarav Sosib Beis Chomov means, has reference to the case, where it is not Barav Sosib B'tiras Nisui, B'tiras Nus. So then it's an Yisya, it's an Aveya. The Raisa, the Rabarav, it's an Aveya. Masha'in came. Mashein Kain, here where he's born on Shemisuin, so Bia is we go out and get ten chupe, so Mimele then he is king. So Bia on Shemisuin, so when is it? When is Bia? Yechupe, because it's we go out and Yechut. That is, if he has kavonet, if he is mechavnish in Yisui. But das he doesn't require. Das he doesn't require das. Because of that, Reb Chaim felt that Nisui doesn't require edim nikim adam. The Yosameach says that Nisui requires edim nikim adam. That's why, you know, it is customary. Some rabbonim, they are makpid to have eidim, you know, when the chosn, the kale, you know, go into a room for yichud, chupe, in order to have it l'kim ador. Reb Chaim felt that nisuim doesn't require eidim l'kim ador. Why? Because the shittas Rambam is the Shittas Rambam means that chlitze, there's a Reb Chaim, that chlitze, that that chlitze shaloi bifnei edim is also a chlitze. Is also a chlitze. And then Mukiyesef is chilek. Mukiyesef says it's no chlitze at all. Chlitze shaloi bifnei edim. So Rav Chaim says, because when do we say that in Dovah Shebe'alo Pachas Mishnayim, Likim Adoro, in other words, there are two alochas of in Dovah Shebe'alo Pachas Mishnayim. One aloha from Dovah Shebe'alo Pachas Mishnayim is in Livrure. Livrure. So, for example, suppose a Midachot comes to Bezdin and says that he saw that Nishishish was Mizani. So she's not a Soral Bible, because in Dovah Shebe'avo, Poches Mishnai, there it's not because of Kimadarwa. I mean, that would be nonsense to say that it Znus requires even the Kimadarwa, right? Znus is no Znus if it's not witnessed by Edim. So, but there it's a Alochim Livure. In Dovah Shebe'avo, Poches Mishnai, just as Momin requires two Edim in being Mivareya. By Momin, it's only Livru Sadel Rishakhe. So it's only Livure. So it requires two Edim, and therefore there's no Nemones. So by Dovah Shebe'avo, let's say it is Luz, or Edik Dushin and Edik Gershin, also require Edim Livure, two Edim, and therefore there's no Nemones. But then there's another Halacha. That in Dovah Shebe'avo Shnayim, and Kaddish B'Idechot, in Chish Shem Gdushot, even if he and she are both made, then there is Dush. And there is no Shaila as to the facts. They are both made. They don't argue. They are both made. But since there are no Edim, so the Gdushin is not Dush. So Mele, when do we say in Dovah Shebe'avo Pachas Mishnayim only Livrure, and when do we say in Dovah Shebe'avo Pachas Mishnayim not only Livrure but Likim Adoro, if it is his Maise, the same Dushin, Gittin, it's the Maise of the Mikadesh, of the Migarish. So then the Maise of the Mikadesh, of the Migarish, does not take effect unless it was witnessed by Tway. Was it mean one his Maise? In other words, that if it's done Midaite, he is the one who is Mikadish. He is the one who is Migarish. Midaite. Mashen Chitznus, that's something that we may have. If she was Mizane, if Nishishish was Mizane, she becomes a soul bile. It's Mimele. So Mimele. So if it's Mimele, then it doesn't require even Nikim Adamo. So Chlitze does not require Das. Chlitze requires Kavone. He has to be Mechavim to pater her, but not Das. Not Das. You see, we have a special Zeres HaKosuv that the Kotten cannot be Chilitz. Why do we have to resort to a special Zeres HaKosuv Kotten cannot be Chilitz? So his Das is no Das, then so his Chlitze doesn't require Das. So without the special Zeres HaKosuv that the Kotten cannot be Chilitz, I would say, why shouldn't the Kotten be able to be Chilitz? So, because a Kotten, a chlitz only requires kavone, but it doesn't require das. Even the Gemara says in Yevomes that if somebody doesn't want to give chlitz, so Bezdin can deceive him, and Bezdin can tell him chilso bikachat akins. He thinks that she'll become his wife for the chlitz. He'll become his wife for the chlitze. So still, it is still effective. So if it required us, so then it would be chlitze bitoyes. And we see the chlitze bitoyes is also good. Chlitze bitoyes is also good. In other words, it only requires kavone. So it's not his maise. That's why the Rambam Shita is that Chlitza doesn't require Eidim Likimata. Chlitza doesn't require Eidim Likimata. So Rabbi Chaim says, Mimele, Nisuyim doesn't require Eidim Likimata either. Because Nisuyim doesn't require Das of the Baal. It, of course, Habar and Sosit Bishomov, so it's not Nisuyim because he was not Mechavlish in Nisuyim. But if he's Mechavlish in Nisuyim, so then it is good even without us. Even without us. So maybe we require even Kiyadova. But it's not, I don't want anybody to think that Reb Chaim Paskund, we shouldn't be Miyachedein for Nisuyim. Because according to what Reb Chaim said, it will be true only according to the Rambam Shite, but not according to the Nukyezev Shite. Because Nisuyim is like Chlitze, and Nukyezev is Chelek and Rambam. Nukyezev Shite is that Chlitze also requires Eidim L'Kriyat Dovah, even though Nukyezev will have to admit that Chlitze doesn't require Das, for her Raya, the Gemara has to resort to a special Gzeras HaKosu, that cotton cannot be Chayetz. If it had required Das, so why do we need a special Gzeras HaKosu? So apparently, Mekiyesef Shiti is that even when something doesn't require Das, still it requires a Mekimadav. Of course, Mekiyesef made it that Znuz doesn't require a Mekimadav. The answer, because Znuz doesn't require anything. I mean, Mashein Kein, Chlitze, where it requires Kavone. So even though it doesn't require Das, still it requires Eidim Mekimadav. So Mele, according to Reb Chaim, where the Nisuyim requires Eidim Mekimadav or not, should be torn in Achlokes between the Rambam and the Mekiyesef. So it's still a proper thing to have Eidim at a time of the Yichud. Because in order to be Yitzi for the Shita of the Mekiyesef, so Mele Reb Chaim says, there's the Pshat Rab Nisim going in the Rif Nivomis. In other words, that when the Gemara in Yivomis Afnun Hei says that Chlas Biskeina, Roiskeina, Gemara's reference to Bias Nisu, because Chlas Bia is also capable of being Keine. By Gushin Tu, the only reason is Kolabeo Daite al Gmar Bia, so his Das is that he should be Kane and Bigman. So no matter a bite Gushin that requires Das, since the Das of the Baal is to be Kane and Bigman, so he cannot be Kane and Yetchias be. But by Nisun doesn't require Das, it requires Kavone. Now, so Kolabir Gaita of Mabir doesn't mean that Yetchias be is making machines Nusachas Visholem. That's inconceivable. So the whole being is in the Chavmur Shem Yisroel. But his rotzen is that she should become his wife, Eved Marbi. But the whole being, Tchilas Bi, is also Shem Yisroel. So Mimela is Kenu Tchilas Bi. He is Kenu Tchilas Bi. Now, Rishenim, Teisves, and other Rishenim, raised Amasik against Hamnism Goel, because after all the Gemara says in Yivomis that Aroi is Kene because of Zereshom Kiche Kiche, because the Torah says Ki Yikach Ishe Sacheise, so V'nichreso, so the Rechiv Koras, and the Torah says Ki Yikach Ishe Shoi Boalo, and that is mentioned Gabi Dushno learn out, Rebbe learns out Ki and Bia by Dushin from Ubalo. So the Posik of Ki Yikach Ishe Ubalo has reference to Dushin, to be as Dushin, not to be as Nisuin. So how can Rabbi Nisim Goyen and the Rif say that ignoring Yivomes, which learns out Gzereshov of Kiche Kiche, has reference to be as Nisuin? So the answer is, The answer is, now the Rambam says, and with that we explain the Shita of the Ravid, Chepkbetzes and Ksuves, Tafches, in the Sugya of Shemabohas. So there the Ravid says that the Yisea of Habwara, Sosin Bishomov, is a Nisa Barais. In other words, an Orus is Osea, in love with our Sosin Barais. Where is the Sosin Nisa Barais? She's his wife already, with the Gdush. Where is the Israelites? So then, I mentioned the Rambam. Beginning of Lukasishas, the Rambam says, Kidmatn Teireho Yodam Pegia Isha Bashuk, Mrotso Huvi Yil Iso Iso, Machiso Lisir Beise, Beia Lobeia Vinatsme, Vitiello Isha, Kidmushen Nitno Teiro, Nitstavu Israel, Shinjirzo Ish, Viso Isho, Yikno Iso Trilo Bifneidim, Vahakin Tiello Isho, Shenema Kika Kishisho Boiler. ליקוחים אלו מצסס של תראי, וביחוד משלי שתבורם אלו איש הניתנו בכסף ובשטר ובביה, בביה ובשטר מהתאיו, ובכסף נדיבה ספר, וליקוחים אלו אינם נקרואים קדוש נוערס בכל מוקים, ואיש אשר ניתנס ביחוד מגימו דבורם אלו, היא הניתחס מקודש עשרים נרסיס. That's then the chim shemitnis oish of nasis mekudeshes afal pishalo nivalo v'linichnis olo bizbailo harei shishish v'abore ochut mebailo chayiv mrs. Bezin v'mchotso rigaro yisrich haget kidem matnteo o yorodom pegi aish abishuk imrotso hu v'hi neisim lo schoro ubeya lo yisalim aderach v'helich v'zui amitches desho mishemitna ateiro נסחה דשא שנאמר לסי דשא בניס ישראל לפי חוך כל הבי אלישא שמסנוס בלוי קדושן ליקים נתירו לפי שבוע על דשא. Then the Ravid is masik and he said, when is a chayv malkes machma zalab of the tzik deisha only if he's mizanu with the mufkeres. He's mufkeres lakeil. But just ponu abola pnua lishim znus, if she's mati mufkeres lakeil, there is no malkes mishum l'sigesh. The Rambam is chayik v'andraivet. And he says, l'fichoch kol abe elisha l'shem shnuz b'lo yidushin, l'ikim natiyo l'shepo al deisha, even if she's not in Mufkeres. But one thing can be deduced from the Lashon Rambam. Because the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, mentioned kirim matan teire, and here in Halacha Gimel he mentions kirim matan teire. So, in connection with the Kidmat Teira that he mentions in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he discusses the case where a person marries a woman without dush. Without dush doesn't mean that he's born or lishimznus. Without dush means what is called a common law wife. In other words, without dush, but he lives with a woman as husband and wife. Like a civil marriage. That's a common law wife. Yes, I mean, in other words, so the Rambam Shiti is that when is a evil seeing the isha, if Ponu is brought up Nurishimsmus, but if he's Miyachi the woman for himself as his wife and he treats her like a wife. I mean, and openly, he recognizes her as his wife, so then he's not even Lissi. Only if it's Lishim Znus. So, but what kind of Averi does he have? In other words, Pelegish. What is a Pelegish? A Pelegish is a common law wife, without Dush. So, a Pelegish, the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Melachim that only Melach is mutar b'pelegish, but a hedia tizosam, the Reish, and mizosam is a raisa. But according to the Rambam, it's mashma that if a hediyat marries a peregesh without dushin, a commonly wife, he's able to avira d'raise, but not, he's not chayim malchus. What avira d'raise is avira d'ese of kiyikach ish isho ubaw. So that's a misesese of liso isho biksuo gdushin. That means it's not a mitzvah to get married. There is no mitzvah to get married. There's a mitzvah of period of Rivia, but not a mitzvah to get married. So the mitzvah of Gdushin is like the mitzvah of Tzitzis. There is no chiyuv de raise to put on a talis cotton, but if you put on a beged with four corners, you are mechuyev to put in Tzitzis. Some mele, when you do put in a talis cotton with tzitzis, yamekayim is the rice. That is, if somebody wants to get married, by way of an analogy, if somebody wants to get married, he is mechuyev to get married b'ksur u'gdushin. And suppose he gets married to a woman without gdushin, he takes the peregesh, so he's aver and es the rice of ki yikach hashisha u'bal al gdushin. So it's an avera of an essay. Mashin came if his pono is bought up, relations, news, then it's more humble, then it's either love. Rabbi Yehuda Sharet Shuve goes one step farther than the Rambam. And Rabbi Yehuda Sharet Shuve says that if a hedya takes a piragesh, he's chayav malchus for his segregation. But that's not the shitas. That's not the Shita Saramba. That's not the Shita Saramba. So, I mean, now the question is this. This essay of Kiyika Hishisho Ubao, which is an essay that if he wants to get married, he has to get married al Gdushin. Does the essay imply only al Gdushin or al Gdushin Misun? How do we say in the Birchas Erusin? Asher Gishon Tzisov, it's one of our roys, Vos alonis arusis, viit alonis ansuis, lono al di chupa vikidushin. All right, it could be the rabbonim, the amivorich, and the mitzvah the rabbonim too. Or maybe it's in the raise. Maybe it's implicit in the potzik of kiyika hishisho. Kiyika hishisho. Ubala. So that if he wants to marry a woman, he has to marry al b'gdushin v'nisu. Suppose he marries a pilagesh, so he's mevatel nes d'rais. Suppose he makes dushin, but no nisuin, he's also mevatel nes d'rais. That's the sheet of the Raivet. Because the Raivet says, Shmuk Betzes mentioned the name of the Raivet in Ksuves, in the Sugi of Sherbach, as the Afches, that is Navira the Raisa for all Sabala Sose Bes Homo, what the Raisa is there? What the Raisa is there? So the answer is, it's the essay. Because Kiyika Kishisho Baal, and from the Russian Rambam we can also be Daik, that it's the essay the Raisa consists not only to marry a woman, Gdushin, but to marry a woman, Gdushin Nisui, because the Rambam in the, you know, in the, there is always a preamble before every Aloha Rambam. So, and in that preamble, the Rambam mentions the various mitzvahs that are involved in Hilchas Ishes, let's say, Hilchas Ishes, Hilchas Gersh, whatever. So he says, Yesh Bechorom Arba mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs asei, u'shtei mitzvahs lois asei. So he says, liso isho b'ksuva u'kidushin. What does ksuva mean? Ksuva means nisuin. The ksuva represents the obligations of nisuin. So since the Rambam mentioned, liso isho b'ksuva u'kidushin, that means that nisuin is also implicit in the mitzvah of Kiyika Hashisha Ubal. The Ravid certainly has the chitin. That's why the Ravid says it's the Ravid. So maybe we can answer the Kash of the Rishenim, Teisus Kash, against Rabbi Nisim Goen, against the Riv, because the Purushi, the Kirche, Kirche, Rabbi Yidushin, Ksiv, when Maya Bechope Klau, the answer is no. Iki Kachish Isho Ubaalo is also Mitzvah Sasei. And the Mitzvah Sasei is to marry al dei chupo, al dei gdushin unisui, al dei chupo, al dei gdushin unisui. So mele the ubalo has two meanings. Ki kachish ish ubalo. Here the previous Gemara. So the Gemara says that the reason is why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out Bias Dushin from Yigash Yishol Bala, because and without the Pesuk of Bias Bala I wouldn't know that the Nisho is Mikadesh Alti Bia, because I could say Ki Yigash Yishol Bikesev Ubala. Is so she becomes Mikadesh as Adobit Abaye, in other words, Kesev and Bia. But of course that would be only a Havamine if there hadn't been the Pesuk of Bilas Baal. But once there is a Pesuk of Bilas Baal, so then I know that it doesn't mean Ad Havet Havai. So Rishonim ask, but according to Rabbi Nissen Goyen, so I will be the MS, it's Tavai. The answer is the Psaat in the Pesuk Yikach Shisho Ubaalo, because a vov can be a vov mechaber and it can be mechalik. So here the ubalo, tkiyikach shisho ubalo, has both meanings. On one hand, it is a vov mechalik insofar as Bias Dushin is concerned. So the vov is a vov mechalik. And insofar as Bias Nisuin is concerned, so it's a Volam Chaba, not a Volam Chalek. So Mimele, since the Kiyika Cheshisho Ubalo has two meanings, and it has reference, so in the sense of the Vova, of the Volam Chaba, it has reference to Bias Nisuin, so Mimele will learn out the Xereshove of Kiyika Kiyika from Arayas, that Haroyiske. All right. Ibolalo. Bia nisu neise, oi eras neise. Nafkimine, liyosho, tamalo, lofandara. Why does the Gemara have Ishael whether it's Eise Nisuim? Meichat Eise. Does Kesef affect Nisuim? Does Shtar affect Nisuim? Why should Bia? The answer is because Bia can affect Nisuim. Suppose the Gdushin took place through the Kesef. The Gdushin took place through the Kesef. And he makes a Bia Lishen Nisuim, so it does affect Nisuim. So maybe, since Bia is capable of affecting Nisuin, so maybe the same Bia that is the Shindushin also affects Nisuin, or not. It has to be a separate Bia, but I mean the same Bia that affects Dushin does not affect Nisuin. That's why the Gemara has an Abai. Bias nisu, bia nisu neise eres neise, nafkmino yeshu tamu lefum dereo, yamat nisu neise yeshu tamu lefum dereo, yamat eres neise yeshu tamu lefum dereo, mai. Narash. Bia eres neise, amkadu bia miyala, bia ki nisu, eino ekisho eresen, ואם אני אשו, תקחי מיוני שתאבו סולאים ולמיתם אלו מייסו מיישו ומייפה נדרעו ולהביאו ומקברס גיטו עם גיושו ביירו נטוש, נטוש אומר הבאי נטוש רוב זה הכל בביטי בקדושהו בכסף, בשטר ובבי אני רואה ציז מקבל את הכסף, ציז מקבל את השטר and if the Mikavi, the Baal, is Mikavi the Bia, so who has to give his Das, the Father? Vizakoy bim Tziyoso Maisi Yedeo, because he Bas, he Bas Ktano, and he Bas Naro, and Pritch becomes a Vegas, is Bioshus of Vio. Uva Foros Nero, Umikabi Les Gito, Veineichu Peres Bichayel, Now, umikabel es gito im Giosho Baal Meiris in Beide Naro. So Rashi emphasizes, im Giosho Baalo, im Giosho Baalo, im Giosho Baalo Meiris in Beide Naro. Why Meiris? Because Estesis says the same thing, and there is no machlokes Rishonim on that. That's in the Vaposhet. All Rishonim say it. That once she is Nisei's, so she is Yotzom Yoshus of Yoligamra, even by Iktan. By now, there is no, I mean, goes without saying. But Tesis mentions that even Ligab Iktan. I don't know when Rishin Wachelik and Tesis. Alright, here Rashi mentions Bidanaro, but the same thing would be true even Iktano. That if it's Nisei's, so then it's Yosom Yeshus of you. Peis, in other words, Veineichel, Peis Bichayel, Veineichel, Peis Bichayel, Nisei's, Yeser of Abao, Sheikh of Peis Bichayel. So what does it mean, Eich of Peis, if Nisei's is Eich of Peis, if it just Nealso, So Niskacho Natni says, is any Yechopir B'chayel? So Rashi says, Peris min chosi ma'neifrin lo mibeis avimo. Why does Rashi have to mention that? Because otherwise, how will she have nechosi? How will she have nechosi? Her father is living. She couldn't yalshin. The father's nechosi B'chayel, B'chayel. So Rashi mentions an example. Rashi mentions an example. Minchosin hanif non beis avimo. The father is living. But suppose, let's say, the mother died. And the mother inherited Minchosin from her father. Then the mother died. But the father is living, so Mimele, he inherits from the mother. Right? Rashi could mention other examples. Suppose somebody gave her a gift. Suppose someone gave her a gift. Some Mimele, so the halacha is at the bar, if a person gives a matone to a married woman, so the Baal acquires a kinyan peiros in that matone. That's why it is necessary. I mean, people are not zoyer in that. When you give an esrik, a lulev, to a married woman, so you should say, Al Menashe in Libalech Reshuzba. Because if you don't say that, so the Baal will acquire a Kiyan Peres in the Esrik and the Lulev, so it will be a song in Lochem. You see, in Lochem. So if you are Makne in Esrik and the Lulev to a married woman, you have to stipulate, Al Menashe in Libalech Reshuzba. So Rashi could have mentioned another example. Rashi only mentions an example. How can we visualize that in our Iktano is Hez Nechos? So here it says, Hov Zakoi Bibitim Nishel because Mishtah will be it. The Mises is Yesel Abal Shekopim B'chayel. Katon Bim Katon Mises, so it's Mashma if it's not Mises, even though the Gdushin. The Gdushin, so is Bipiye still. She doesn't have a din of Nisua. So it's a riot that Bia is Erosneis. So the Gemara says, no, it's not right. Kikaton Nisus Ashor. In other words, in the case where the Gdushin was all because of Mishtah, so then Nisus, so then she acquired the Nisua. But if the Gdushin was all the Bia, so she is Nisus anyway. חייב מהם שמיש שיש ומתאמו אז דיאלו ומתאמו משקפתחת עם תיאליין נעדץ גימורים נידה דפום את בייס at the beginning of the discussion now there is a exerce a kosov that a bayo nido is also tome a bayo nido is tome now and the bayo nido has, generally speaking, the same tumah as the nido, with one difference. Vis-a-vis nido herself, so the halacha is that not only the nido herself is an avatum, and she can be mitame yodo mikeli. You are talking now about the tumah aspect of nido. So not only is the nido herself an avatum, and if she comes in contact with another Morakelim, so it becomes Tomei. But even her Mishka formation, the mattress on which she slept, she lay, not only the mattress, the uppermost mattress on which she lay, but suppose you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and she lay the nido, the uppermost mattress, so the lower most mattress is also an avatum. And if an odom touches the lowermost mattress, even though the nido never touched it, it's 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. So it's also an avatum. And it's mitami odom ikil. But Baal nido, so the Baal nido himself is an avatum. Is an avatum. And he can be mitame yodom vikelim, but the mishkaf tachten of the Baal nido has the same status as the mishkaf elyon of the nido. Now mishkaf tachten of the nido is an avatum. The mishkaf elyon of the nido is only originally to me. What is Mishkefali? Mishkefali means, let's say, in herself, so she has, let's say, a board on her head, and then on top of that board, so she has a blanket, and the blanket doesn't even touch her head, because there is a board that intervenes between the head of the nido and the blanket. There's the mishkaf elyon, elyon shel zav. Elyon shel zav, elyon shel zav, elyon shel nido. has the same status as the Mishkef Elyon of the Nida. The Mishkef Elyon of the Nida is only a Rishni Tume, it's not Mitame of the Mikhailim, it's only Mitame Eichon Mashkin. So the Mishkef Tachti of the Beil Nida has the status of a Rishni Tume. It's only Mitame Eichon Mashkin. Mitame Mishkef Tachti in Kelim. שאיס ביאל מייצער פון מישקאפ פון אסער מאטויס אבער ווי איז ער אטום מיט אמון מיט קיל מיט מישקאפ פון דער עצמו אוי קאמע איך פון מאשק קל יין שול זאב פיר חיי מי פורשלן מיט סאכס ניד אבער פרוסן באשול שונים אין מיט טאמע איז ביאל צו מאסער קוז איז נאט ביא איז נאט ביאל ניד בוט מאג איז סו איז צו מאסער קען יגיע באום סו וואט איז ביקאם What does he become? He becomes a rishon because the nida herself is an av, and he was negir in the nida, so he becomes a rishon. All right. V'nisis likayim b'gimushonim. So v'nisis likayim nicharez b'tzlomo. כסאל כתאי תוך שנכניסו לחופו לניסוין חלס בתחומו אבל פחוסם בזגימות שונים אין חופוסו מחילוסו הולו ומביאוסו ביהם Now the Rashbo has the cash against this Rash Here Rash says in so many words that פחוסם בזגימות שונים ויהי מאחות So even if she's נכניסו לחופו So any chalas bitruma, only if she's gimel shanu imachot, then she's a chalas bitruma. If she's nisus lekayin, but suppose she's nichus lechupa to ikayin, and she's less than 3 years old, so then she's not a chalas bitruma. So the sharash besikashe, the halacha is as Gemara points out further that midrash se'arusu is a chalas bitruma. Because Arusa is also considered king kasb. But Midrabbonon, she's not a chalitun, either because of sin pain or because Shemuyim Ziglu case bebeisovia, whatever the reason is. That's the Rabbonon. But the Gemara says that if it is already, I mean, according to Roman Dama, if it's already kibir mosavi holach, So then, according to the Tam of Ule, that in the Rabbonon she is not a chalad of truma, because Shemo Yimzugul Makos Mibeso Vio Veititein Uliochio Ulacheso, so then she is a chalad of truma, because then it's not Shayach. The father already turned over her to the Shluchei. Tishluch Abal. According to the Mandoma, that the reason is why an Arusa is not a Chalad B'Truma because of Simpen, maybe there'll be Imum. So then, even in this case, there is a possibility of Imum. But that's only Shayach in the case of Mosa, Lishluch Abal. Masha'inkin in the case where he was born, where he's nichnes or chupah. Nichnes or chupah. True that pochas mitmul shonim, the bee is no bee. But the time of simpen is not chayach. Because he already knows if she has a mum, so he's already aware, even though the bee is no bee. So why does Rashi say, this is the chedusha Rashbos Kashi, and Rashi. Why does Rashi say that Avot Pusum Basgimut Shonim Chiposum Achiloso Oyev Miloso Bie which not be Goruah the Mosa V'Holach and even there according to Mandoma of Simpen so then by Mosa V'Holach she is still not Echel V'Trumo so it's only because he does not know whether she has Mumu or not But by Pchusim Basgimu Shonim, once she's Nichnes or Chupo, even though the bee is no bee, but he knows whether she has Muna or not. So she may need to be a Chalas b'Tomo. So the Rashbo gives the Teretz, since the B.A. is no B.A., so then there is always a possibility, even after she's Nichas L'Chupo, she'll go back to the father's house. Then, so again there is the Choshet, Shemo Titin Le'ochir Lachis. Nisel kiel echad utchumo, vim boel echon klara ish batero. Anyone to whom she's an avo, let's say, ochiv or whatever, avio, anyone who is an avo, upon whom she's an avo. So, mums mal yodo, vihip turo, because she is not a basonsh. Vim boel echad napsulun, let's say, mamza, is poslum nakune. Kotone Bie v'kotone Niseis, so it's a raya that Bie does not affect Nisui. Horekoma, Ihanu Nisuin dikeininu, when it says Vim Nises likein echel bitrumo, Vim Hanu Nisuin dikeininu echel bitrumo. Vipturim shim bason shini al nisuin yahai miskadesh mi bie fin vareishi ilikena ve echaraz bitrum. We have Tanoim, Ben Bag Bag, Ben Hey Hey. We don't know, very little is known, who was Ben Bag Bag, who was Ben Hey Hey. But the Sefer HaKrisos, Rabbi Shimshon Kinnun, he says that Ben Bag Bag and Ben Hey Hey were Tanoim who were Gerim. Now, when Avraham Avinu was the first Ger, so when he became a Ger, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom added the Hey to his name. So maybe every Ger, Shim Avraham Avinu, has the Hey, because Avraham Avinu is our main goal. So maybe that's Bag Bag and Hey Hey, Beis Gimel, together is Hey. So Ben Bag Bag was a Tane, was one Tane, who was a Ger, and Ben Hey Hey was another Tane, who was a Ger. Well, but he was one of the Tanoi. Uchvashoach Yechanim Ben Bag Bag, Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, not that the father was a Ger, you see. And the father of Ben Hey Hey was Iyah. Ushosholach Yechanim Ben Bag Bag, Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir, Linitzivin, Shomaiti Alech, Hoshat Eim, Arbusa Bas Yisroel, Echelez Bitrum. In other words, he was Chilikan, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir. And he sent in a message, I heard that you are Matir, and Arbusa Bas Yisroel, Arusa Bas Yisroel, Arusa Likein, to eat Truma. In other words, he is Chilikan. So, from that notion of the Sifri, it's Mashma, that there is a Machlokes between Yechanim and Bag Bag and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir. That Yechanim and Bag Bag holds that an Arusa cannot eat Truma. Arusa Skein, Arusa Bas Yisroel, who was Niskacha Likayin, but not Nisis Likayin as yet, so cannot eat in Terume, and Rabbi Ben Seira holds that she can eat in Terume. She is Ki in Kaspi. So, Kvashoach Yichon Ben Bagba, Git Rabbi Ben Seira in Sibi, Shomaiti Olecho Shateine, Arusa Bas Yisrael, Yichalo Bitrume, Shoach Lei. Why are you so amazed? Viato Yateine Kei. You don't agree with that? Muzikani Bicho, Shatoboki Bichato Teiro, Litri Bikavachina. So you have to concede to me that Nahuse, Midraise, Lachlaporas Midraise, is a Chalas Bitrum. So, Yato Yidea, Umashi Froknainis, Shein Bioso Machiloso Bitrumo, Kaspo Machiloso Bitrumo, Zushe Bioso Machiloso Bitrumo, Einidin She Kaspo Machiloso Bitrumo. אבל המועסה שהיום הולך החומר עמוס בת ישראל יחל לתחומו עד שיקונס לחום. So what did Rabbi Ben Seira say? Rabbi Ben Seira say, מי דראי say, so everybody must admit that she is considered key in Kaspi and עמוס הסקיין is יחל לתחומו. But I made it that מי דרבונו not. Midrabbonon not. Now, so how do we know that Midraise and Arusa Skein is a Chalabi Trumei Kawachim? Now, so the Rambam, the Ritvo, I mean, they raise the question, what kind of Kawachim is it? What kind of Kawachim is it? In other words, Kawachim means you learn out a minor premise, the cow from the homo, or the homo from the cow. So what is here? Mashi for Knainis. Shein bioso machiloso bitrumo. Shifro Knainis is the minor premise. Because, and Isho is the major premise. Is the homo. Isho is relatively homo. Because why is Isho relative to Shifraknainis Chamo, because Isho, so Bia is Machalos Bitrumo, whereas by Shifraknainis, Bia is not Machalos Bitrumo. So that's why it's Chamo. So if Shifraknainis, which is the minor premise, it is cow, the cow premise, so through Kesef she is able to be Machalos Bitrumo, so Ishe, which is the homo premise, certainly through Kesed, should be able to be a homo. But the question is, how can we say that Isho is the homo premise, vis-a-vis Shifraknainis, because Isho biyosim achros b'tchomo. Of course, Shifraknainis B is not Machal Bitrume, because B by Shifraknainis is a B as news, it's a big Avere. It's a big Avere. So how can it be Machal Bitrume? It's a B as news. So how, I mean, so Ramban raises that question. It's not a B and Shemishus, some Mele, it cannot be Machal Bitrume. It's just an Avere and Princess Be'alme. How can he? Can she become King Kaspi through Princess and Averis. So the Ramban and the Ritvo give the Teretz. The Ramban and the Ritvo give the Teretz, only one Teretz. That here, Rabbi Ben Seira didn't mean Ikawachim. He meant Imam Motzino. In other words, because we have to make an analogy between the Torah says that the Shifra Knainis whom you bought with Kesef, so is a Chalas Bitrumo. Why? Because he has a Kinyan in her. So it's Kinyan Kaspi. Now, so a woman, his Mekudeshes, has a Kinyan Ishes. So should also be considered ki in kasp. So why does he mention kalachina beer? Let him not mention beer. So let's say it's a binyanav, it's a mamatzimu. Just as shifaknayim is here as a kinyan, and shifaknayim is here as a and the nisha is a kinyan. In shifaknayim is he has a monetary title, and in nisha he has a marital kinyan. A marital kinyan. So it's a mamatzimu. Why does he have to mention kalachimah or beer? That's only the Rav Chaimus. Now we'll soon see what it means, Rav Chaimus. But I think that even though the Ramban only mentions one teretz here, so that Rabbi Ben Psira doesn't mean kalachimah. But in view of the fact that the Chiddush Ramban in the sugya of Ravuna Oima Chupekine, so there he mentions, there also the Gemara says, Omovrio, so Bia is not Kine, so there the Ramban is still Ishenes. One motion is, the Ramban says there in connection with Omovrio, that is Imam Matzinu, and another motion is, it is a Kawachina. I think that even though the Ramban here mentions only one teretz, but the same lashon that is mentioned by the Ramban in the sugi of Chupa, in the sugi it's not in the sugi of Chupe, it's Daf, in the sugi, it's Daf Dalet. Umarum of Rio Shei Mitnes Bibi and Mitnes Bikese, Kasher in the Ramban Shede. We discuss it. V'olav Mishum Kulo Di Biyo, El Roshein Kinyon El Roshum Nishes, V'teitz Al Mai Taimu V'lo Yitzhoz Kalachinya. V'ikal Neyma Ad Adif Mene Akshin, and Dinam Oslo V'teres Taimu, ומפרח כלכים הרכת היא כממוצינו לכסף שכינה בו מבריאו. אף כאן היא. But then there is another lotion here. So I think that even though the Ramban here mentions just one teretz, that the Gemara doesn't mean כלכים there. The Gemara means ממוצינו. But just as there is another lotion over there, so there is another teretz. And I think that these two terutzim are implicit in the thesis. Oh, Mashi Faknani, the first Aces. Umashi Faknani is Zushe Pioso Machiloso Pitruma Medin Shikasper Machiloso Vintena Vinema Yvonne Techeach Shibiosa Machiloso Vinkasper Machiloso Afania Via Russo Vishlima Dai Kawahenda only Kim Gimme Minzebaum. It's not a real Kawahenda. Da Russe Mikakin Kasme Kmei Shifra in the Zibam Matsin. Hilkach, Mishaiach und Nifrach Yechiach. Und die Schleima, die Leckel nun mal Yvonne Techiach. Die Ikel und Nifrach, Mauer Yvonne Oshachin, die nicht nicht bekessen. Thema Bisha, die nicht bekessen. Die nun sich Techa betrun, Mauer die Kessen. Now the second Russian thesis obviously assumes that it is a Kawachin. It's not Gilm Zabalm, it's not a Mamatin. It is a Kawachin. So the question is, what kind of Kawachin is it? How can we say it doesn't even on the surface, I mean, it's completely strange. I mean, how can we say that Isha is more homo because B is effective? That's not because Isha is more homo, B, because by Isha it's not B as news, but by Shiva Tainis it's just an Avera and Pritzes and B as news. So that has nothing to do with being homo and cow. So the pshat is in the second Loshen Teisves, and I think the Ramban, even though he doesn't spell it out here, but in view of what he spells out of Dalet in the Gemara in connection with Omer of Rio, so he means that Loshen of Teisves also. But anyway, Teisves certainly means that. That it is a mamash kawachinda. So what is a kawachinda? After all, Shifa Knainis, so he's not a king and ishes. So how could be a bikini? I mean, it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. I mean, it would be a bias news. I mean, it is a bias news by Shifa Knainis. And Avera and bias isa and everything. According to many Rishenim, so there is a Chiyuv Malkes if somebody is Bala Shifra. We see Gdeisho. According to Unkeles, Pshat, there should be Malkes, and so on. So how can we say that it's Kal? It's Kal. But Kol Zeachnes become Achim. In other words, that itself is an integral part and parcel of Achim. In other words, we see that Kesev is effective by Shifa Knainis. And what kind of a kinyan does the Odin have in Shifa Knainis? Not a marital kinyan, but a monetary kinyan. Moment. Now, Nisue is also a chalas b'troma. Mitzat kinyan kaspe. What kind of a kinyan does a husband have in his wife? He has a monetary kinyan. What, the wife is the property of the husband. He has no a monetary kinyan in the isha. He has a marital kinyan, a kinyanisa. There is a marital relationship. And between an Odin and Shifa Knainis, what kind of a relationship is there? There is also a relationship, a monetary relationship. What involves a stronger tie, a stronger relationship? A marital relationship or a monetary relationship? Obviously, it's self-evident that a marital kinyan involves a much stronger relationship than a monetary kinyan. Because in a marital relationship, there is identity of personality between the husband and wife. I mean, that's aloha, that's not philosophy. That's aloha. The Ravid says that Baal Bishti is possible because of Baldomo. So
So a marital relationship is a much stronger relationship, al pidin, than a monetary relationship. A monetary relationship. The monetary relationship. So, we can learn how the Kalachina. We see that that Kesed is effective to be machal b'truma by Shifa Knainis, even though by Shifa Knainis, so the relationship is relatively calm vis-a-vis the relationship with the Nisha, which is a marital relationship. So if Kesef is effective in the less important relationship, so Haskam Rechamo is effective in the stronger relationship. How do we know that Isha involves a much stronger relationship than Shivaknainis? Because Isha is a marital relationship. You see that Bia is Kene. So that's the Kalachin. And the Teretz of the Ramban and the Ritva that Reb Yudi ben Psira didn't mean Kalachim Mamesh, he meant a Mamatzinu, a Bienal. But why does he mention Kalachim? Just like after the Milse. This is what they say in the Sugye Davdalet, in Dushin, in connection with Amon Gria there. So it's Lerafre de Milse. So here also it's Lerafre de Milse. What it means Lerafre de Milse? Lerafre de Milse means, in other words, to point out to be Masbia that the marital relationship of Isha is certainly at least as analogous to the marital, to the monetary relationship in Shivatmanis. Because you see, I mean, that even Bia is here, because it's a marital relationship. That's the pshat in the Rav Chaimus. Alright, so the first Russian in the Teisves means that it's Imam Matzino. The second Russian in Teisves means that it's Kalachina. Now if it's Kalachina, how can we say Kalachina? I mean that the Isha is Mohomo because B is Kene, and Shivaknainis is Kal because B is not Kene. But Shivaknainis is Tzibir's news. That is part and parcel of the Kalachina. Exactly because of that. Of course, Shivaknainis B cannot be Kene. It would be nonsense, Kasimshal, I mean to say. But, so what does that show? That in itself shows that by Isha it's a much stronger relationship. It's more homo. It's a marital relationship. And it involves an identity of personality relationship. Whereas by Shifaknainis it doesn't involve. It involves a strong relationship, but not identity of personality relationship. So Isha is more homo. If it's a stronger relationship, so it's certainly analogous to Shivaknainis. Yesh b'chol mosai mone. This is the pshat of the Rav Chaimus. So in other words, the Gemara so far assumed
that there is a machlokes between Yechanan ben Bamban and Rabbi Yehuda ben Psir. In other words, that Yechanan ben Bagbag holds that Midraise and Aruse cannot be Chalal B'tchum. Midraise is not Kein Kaspi. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Psir holds Midraise, she is Kein Kaspi. But Midrabbanan not. But Yechanan ben Bagbag holds that Midraise is not a Chalal B'tchum. Right. That's the machlokes between Yechanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Psir. ומה יש שאני יכול לומר שבת ישראל יכול בתחומו עד שדיכון יסלחו פה היך אדם אי בפי ישר די חופה וכסף שר די חופה נראה איזה כרוכים מהאוף רבי יהודה מסירה How is it deduced? If he deduces כסף שר די חופה from בי ישר די חופה So, why does he have to resort to Kavachim now? And there is no discussion, that's not a controversial point. So then everybody admits that she held it from me. But there is no discussion between Yechanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Psir in respect to an Isha Nisor, to Isha Nisor. Well, be a shawdi chupe, the kesef shawdi yawdi chupe, the Tribune Sira deduced the kawachina, kesef without chupe, from be of the chupe, how can he deduce the kawachina? Hochetarte rochechod? El rav, be a shawdi yawdi chupe, the kesef shawdi yawdi chupe. So in other words, So you can deduce the kalachina, kesef without chupeh, from beer without chupeh, and beer without chupeh. So then yichalel b'tchum. So yamre b'shleim nisuin eisei mishmocha pshitalei. Darling will be in the case. Every other Dushne is a Maish Noche the Pshitale, U Maish Noche the Misapkale. Now let's see the Rash. Yami Sunayim Skadesh, Bibi. Ditone bereishi, kein avi echal bitrume, shim biyosu machiloso. Im bo alo kein vikono bi kesef in echales, di bin kein kaspei, u gudushinam eli tafsu bo, shei mikudeshes li biyosu, shari, ki chamei im adidim, chamei, that's the reason as to why dushin is not tefis in ishifot nines. Because shfu lochem poi machamei. Kaspe machiloso, תכסיב כי אין כספי ליחו בי זו באישה שמור עושה מחלוסו אישה ושיזמו חומו כוסאו כפי תחש לבי איס נישואים כי נפורש ואוזו וניסס פשיטו לידי אוכלה דינפקו לי בספרי מכל תויה בבי סחוי איכר איסי ויארד בבג בג הוסם תנורי אין זה ספרי היך אדום יאוות כסף בי, הנה מביא שלך החופ, יאוות מכסף שניסה, קח לי חופה, בתווי אוכלה, ומה יאוו, מה יעשה לי קומה, אלו בי שאו די חופה, ויאוות מכסף שאו יאוות די חופה, איך יאוות מיוח את עתו רחוד, so, מה יש נביא לי פשיטו, מה יש לי כסף, נוסף קורא, ואפילו יאוות די חופה, דולם פס ניסויני, So be I am Muslim Nisuinei say Mishmoch Pshitol Aron be Mekesef V'am Yidushnei say Maishnoch Pshitolei U'maishne be Li Pshitolei U'maishne hoche Kesef D'misapkale
Omer Rabbi Nachman, but so it's a raya, so you more try to deduce from that that B is Nisuin is. So that's why he was able to deduce Kalachaina. Omer Rabbi Nachman, by Yitzchak Leil, and we have B is Al Dechupe, because Shalui Al Dechupe. Udik Amret, Hoche Tarte, Hoche Chode, Kalachaina mi is. He still can use for Kalachaina. Vorche Shalach. Uma Shifrok Nainis. Shein Biyoso Machiloso Bitchumo. Afil Al Dechupe. Because, now let's explain it that way, I mean, let's say, according to the second Loshin Tesis, there is a Kalachaina. Uma Shifrok Nainis. Shein Biyoso that involves, Shifaknainis involves a relatively weak relationship, not strong relationship. Because after all, in Bios Machalos Bitroma, the kinyan, the title that the Orden has in Shifaknainis is only monetary title. That doesn't involve a strong tie between the Orden and the Shifaknainis. It's only monetary. It's not a deep relationship. So in Biosa Machalos Bitromo, he has no marital kinyan in her. He has no marital relationship with her. Bia is a Bia's news by Shifaknainis. It's a Bia's Yisrael. So, Umar Shifaknayin Shein Bios Machalosa Bitrom Afil Al Dechup. So that means that by Shifaknayinis the relationship between the Orden and the Shifaknayinis is a relatively weak relationship, not strong relationship. Because there is no marital kinyan mina, so it's a relatively weak relationship. Still, kaspa machalosa b'lechupe, so in the weak relationship, in the kinyan that is relatively kal, so keset is capable of being macho bitrume. So kaspa machalos b'chupe, zushe piyoso machalos b'truma al d'chupe. Here where there is a relatively strong relationship, in the din she kaspa machalos b'trumo b'l'chupe. Avo ma'oese, shayom u'chachomim, in Abuso Bas Yisroel Echalas Bitrumo Hach Dikones Lechupo Mishim Duule. So far the Gemara assumed that there was a machlekes between Ben Bambag and the Rebbe Ben Seir and the Reisler. That Rebbe Yudah Ben Seir, in other words, Hakol Meidim, even Rebbe Yudah Ben Seir, that the Rabbono and Arusa is not a Chalas Bitrumo, but the Machlikas is whether the Reisele, which is a Chalas Bitrumo. So Ben Bagbag Shiti is that on the Reisele, which is not a Chalas Bitrumo, and Rabbi Ben Pseira Shiti is that on the Reisele, which is a Chalas Bitrumo, but the Rabbono is made. Why? Mishum Dilo. If an Arusa would be able to eat Trumo, so sometimes she'll be eating Trumo in the father's house, and she'll give a case, shall Trumo Timzeik Lochi or Achis.
משום דאולה, דרש את המון ברשפירקין שהם ימציגו לו, כאיז מסביר מתשקל אחר אחיז. נאו דן, רבינו אמר, מדראי זה מישת פשיטרי. נאו דגמור יסיין, רבינו יסיין, that there is no machlekes on the deraisalem. The Bagbag himself was also made that midraisa nahuso can be a chalas tromo. And the machlekes between the Bagbag and Rabbi Ben Seire is on a derabon level. So he says, the rice and mishet chitoi, the achra, even when bad bag is made, and with the rabbon in the shochri, for all the shochri, shomaiti or lecho shatim, a rabusa pas Yisroel, we chalas bitrumo, beemes ye chalas bitrumo, even the rabbon, for the chayishes lesim, you're not chayishes, maybe, if we allow the rabusa to eat trume, so maybe then, when he marries her, he'll find out she has a mum, and that will retroactively determine that the Kedushin was Dushitoyes. So she ate the Trume, Piyisa. The Matrejish for that. Shoach Lei. So Rabbi Ben Seire answered him, Viato, Yate Imakein. Mozakani Bechoshat, Boki Bechatoteo, Lili Bechavachenda, Yato Yedea, Umashi for Knainis. שאם ביוסו מחלוסו בתחומו, כספו מחלוסו בתחומו, ולחשינו לסימפת. So in other words, according to Rabine, the drosh is בדרך הסמכתה, because how can you deduce it drosh in a לדרבון? So it's בדרך הסמכתה. ומאשי, יתפילי ומאשי, בתנאי שאם ביוסו מחלוסו בתחומו. Kaspo machloso bitrumo vili chayshino lisimpen. Now, der has macht, but it's the same longness. Now, shifre knainis represents a relatively weak relationship because it's only monetary. There is no marital relationship between the ordinary shifre knainis. So in the weak relationship, which is only monetary, so kaspo is machelos bitrumo, even midrabon, v'lechashino lisimpen. So in the stronger relationship, so we certainly should not be chayishish gezer because of the possibility of simpe of imum. Zushik loos machelos bitrumo, in din shikaspo machelos bitrumo. ולמליחש לסימפי, אבו מעשה שהיום חכומי, ארוס ופס ישראל נחלז בתחומו, אשר דקונס לחופה משום דאולה. So, Rabbi Ben Seire is also made it, that sometimes, מדרבונון שכנת יתחומו, sometimes, because of the possibility שמתימזיק קוסטרומו לאחיו לאחיז, לאחיו לאחיז, לאחיז. But for simpin is not chishish. Only when there is a possibility of שמתימזיק לאחיו לאחיז, שכנת מתרומו. But where that possibility it does not apply, then for simpin is not chishish. Whereas Rabbi Ben Seire Rabbi Ben Seire is not chayshish for simpe. He learns it out the kalachemer from shifre knainis. B'derech hasmachta, he learns it out the kalachemer. Just as by shifre knainis, we are not chayshish for simpe. So Baisho shouldn't be chayshish for simpe either. But Ben Bagbag, he rejects that kalachemer, b'derech hasmach. And he says, you know why by shifre knainis we are not chayshish for simpe? because by avoiding sin penis nachayach, the possibility of sin penis nachayach. Why? Because manefshach. If it's in mum shebigolu, so that everybody sees. So mum shebigolu ruach chozale. So in other words, some mele. Rashi explains it. Vi sama vikibel. Let's say if one finger is cut off from David, so the one who bought it, he saw it. And even if he didn't see it, so it's his fault, he should have taken notice of it. So, hokacholay, imish munu shebeseisea, maybe something that is covered by the garment, by the clothes, a moon, so that doesn't affect the seal of the evet. He can be a good evet. I mean, even if he has a moon, that is not seen. It is not seen. My nafkimile, limoche kabole, loyich pesle. It's not the question of aesthetics. So, nimzo ganef oikuv yustes, and suppose he has a malmum. He's a ganef, he's a thief, or he's a gambler. Rashi says kuv yustes means a kidnapper, or Aitetsu says a gambler, whatever it means. That's a mal, a spiritual mum. So he gay. So of course it is a big mum, but unfortunately, stammer with ganevu. So mele it couldn't be mekachtoyes on that basis. So mele that's why a shifa knainis is a chalas betruma for kesef, because there is no possibility of sin pay. But by Yisho, there is a possibility of sin pay. My amret, list in Zuyen and Nichtav Limauchos, Hanekolo Yisrei. So Rashi, there's a machlokes in the pshat, but according to Rashi, is Visola Vikibeo, that he will not involve in Mekachtoyes either. Oh, anyway, so the Gemara says, Madimora Sikashi, Mer de bin lima, lo bin lima, lo yochle, mai binaye. So that means, according to Rabbine, so on the right side of the door, without made that she can be a chalbet homo. Even Rabbi Williams, even Ben Barbag is made, she can be a chalbet. And mid Rabbanon, so even Rabbi Williams say that, is made that she cannot eat truma. And that was it. So what was the machlokes between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehudah Meir? The only thing is, according to Rabbi Yehudah Meir, the reason why an arusim the rabbanon cannot eat is because of the possibility of shema timzik. And according to Ben Bagbag, it is because of simpe. But what's the nafkimine? I mean, what's the practical nafkimine? If he said at the time he bought the Eved or the Shifro, so the Rikiach said, even if the Eved has a moon, so then I'm still willing to buy the Eved or the Shifro. So according to Ben Bagbag, the calmest one with the Rabbono. I'm sorry. I mean, in other words, Kibbeel, not by Evet, by Isha, when he was Nikadisha. So.